Okay, let's learn. First, I want to thank the Parnas Hayom, the Glock family, Mauricio and Vivian, Leilui Nishmas, Avim Chaim Ben Simcha, for Chai Teves, B'nai Shoshas Yartzai tonight, tomorrow. We're talking about the bracha that we made this morning. V'nyanachnu v'tzeinu v'tzeitzeinu klang yoydei shemecha v'loimdei sarosu l'shma. The tachlis of all that we're going to be learning in this limud is to reach a point where even simple Jews like ourselves can be counted among those who are yodei shemecha, who know Hashem's names, who know the names of Hashem, yodei shemecha. We learned that Chazal say that on the pasuk Sagveyu ki yodashmi, Chazal say that we see the Jews are davening and davening ve'enam nenem, that their tefillahs are not being answered. Again, there could be many reasons for that, but Chazal say that we don't know who we're talking to. There's an address, there's a code, there are names of Hashem, and it's not just a matter of saying them, yud kei vav kei shin dalad yud, Elohim, and so on. It's a matter of understanding what's behind each of those names. What do those names mean? How do those names relate to each of the spheres? Keser, Chochma, Bina, Vadas, Chesed, and so on. Till Malchus, what's the connection? What is the Hanhog of Hashem that we're reaching out to? What aspect of Hashem's presence, of His relationship to this world, are we trying to evoke? Are we trying to connect to? And Chazal said in many, many places that the only way that a Jew in this world can fulfill his tachlis, which is to be a merkava for the Shechina. Hashem wants to bilvavi mishkan evna. Hashem wants to be a dira b'tachta. The Shechina should be here in this world to make ourselves into a dira, into a dwelling place, kivyocha for the Shechina. We have to learn, we have to understand the hanhog of Hashem, how Hashem runs the world, and how that way of Hashem running the world with His names and with the spheres is who we are. Each one of us contains the Oisius of Hashem's names. That's who we are. The world, ourselves, the Oisius of Hashem's names. So I felt that since it's just mentioned briefly in the first Maimer, but really it sets a tone for the entire limit of the spheres, which is what we're coming to, Mitzvah Hashem, in 2 weeks or so. So I wanted to do this a few pages from the Tal Lechaim. If you have it on the phone, or you, that we started doing it 2 weeks ago. On page Nun Ches, we have a few pages on your phone from Nun Ches, Nun Tes, probably until Samach Vav, I'm not sure, something like that. From the Tal Lechaim on the Bechoach. So as I told you, some of you have the Sefer, that this entire Sefer Tal Lechaim is on the tefillah of Anabakoch, which is on the Shem Hashem. Shem Bosav Hashem, this is sort of an introduction. The Sefer from the Kadmainim that is entirely on the subject of Hashem's names is, of course, the Shari Ira. And with Hashem's help, we're going to learn that Sefer together. If we finish this, we'll be able to hopefully be ready to learn the Shari Ira inside properly and to understand it on a much better level. So we just learned a little bit of the introduction, and we're up to on page Nun Ches in Tal Lechaim on a Bekoach, where it says V'geder Ha'emes. This is from the introduction of the Shari Ira. And I apologize for the inconvenience and all the pages with the phones, with the pictures and so on. But I hope that you have it. I know that Moshe David sent it out to you. You probably have it from last time. Where it says V'geder Ha'emes or Mesoras Habris. But if a person wants to be masig, what he desires in this world, meaning in terms of ruchnias and even in gashmias, one needs to know and to understand the names of Hashem, and to try with all of his strength, to try to understand the meaning, the kavanah of each of the Hashem's names that have been revealed to us. The Shemus HaKodesh, the holy names of Hashem, that are revealed to us in the Torah, kagon, like in this parasha, the Shem Aleph Hey Yud Hey. We're beginning Sefer Shemais that needed the Shemais of the names. It's not just the names of Bnei Yisrael, but the Shemus of Hashem. And therefore, in this parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu said, they're going to ask me, what's your name? What should I tell them? Ma'oimelahem. What should I tell them? So Hashem said, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. Tell them that Aleph Hey Yud Hey has sent you. So that name Aleph Hey Yud Hey is a very, very important name of Hashem. We're going to be talking about that a lot over the coming months. That name of Hashem, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, what that means, what does that mean, Aleph Hey Yud Hey? Yud Kei, Aziv Zimras, Ka, Yud Hey, Havaya, of course, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Adnus, Aleph Lamed, Eloka, Elokim, Shindalad Yud, Tzvakos. The names that are mentioned in Chumash. V'yed Adam V'yavim Kikol Shem B'Shem Hei L'Hashemes. The Shire tells us that a person has to know that each and every one of these names, Kulam Heim Kedimyon Maftechos, each of these names are like, each name is like a key, a mafteach, a key. Nowadays we would say a code. People don't use keys so much anymore, but a code or a password. Each of these names is a password, mamish, a mafteach. L'chol davar, shodim tzarech l'chol tzad ve'inyan ba'olam. For all that a person needs, anything that a person could possibly need in this world. And gashmis and ruchnis, these shemos are passwords to get into that place, kivyochol, of Hashem. Uchshe yizbonin be'lo hashemos. And when a person meditates upon, studies these names, yimtza kol ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvahs toli b'hem, he will realize that all Torah and mitzvahs depends on understanding these names. Every mitzvah that we do is connected to a particular configuration of these shemas. All of our davening is the shemas. Everything that we're doing is shemas of Hashem. Ve'elu shmoyz b'nei Yisrael. Everything. Uchshiyeda kavanas kol shem b'shem he'elu shemas. And because of that, if a person understands, again, it doesn't mean that one has to understand all the deepest Kabbalistic kavanas and the Yehudim, but if a person has a basic understanding of what each of these names means as far as Hashem's anhaga of the world and how that name is inside of us, uchshiyeda kavanas kol shem b'shem he'elu shemas, yakir v'yeda gedulas misha amava hayoilam. Then the person will come to understand, as much as a human being can understand, the greatness of Hashem, who said that there should be a world. To be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be yoydei shemecha, means to be yoydei, to be makir Hashem, as much as a human being can understand Hashem and can recognize Hashem. V'yifachid, v'yira milfanev, and the person will have yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem, v'yishtoikek, v'yichsof, and have a great longing and a yearning of Yisava, a tremendous taiva, lihidabigbo, to become attached to Hashem, bitoch yidias shmoys of Yisbaruch. Through knowing his names, we can know him as much as possible. And when you know him, then you can be connected to him. If you don't know him, you can't be connected to him. Vaz yekar v'l Hashem, and then a person can be truly close to Hashem. V'tiet tfilos ha-mukubelos, and then one's tfilos can be received. And here the Shari Ura refers to this that we learned. It says in Tillim, Asagveyo kiyoda shumi yikre'eni ve'e'eneyu, that when Hashem is saying that I will elevate you, and when you know my name, you will call out to me and I will answer you. When you know my name, I will answer you. You will call out to me and I will answer you. Doesn't mean just to remember that there is such a name, Shin Dalad Yud, or this name Yud Kei Vav Kei, or this name Aleph Hey Yud Hey. What did Hashem mean when he told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them Aleph Hey Yud Hey? What does that mean? It's not a matter of just remembering that there are names, but it means Ki Yod Hashemi, Hayidia Hi Ha'ikr, to know that name, what that name means. Then you will use that name, that's the password. You will call out to me for what you need, whether that's in Ruchnius or Gashmius, and I will respond to you, I will answer you. When you need to speak to me, when you want to speak to me, and you will have that name in mind, that what you need, let's say a person is worried about a child that's not doing well in Chalila in observance of mitzvahs? What is the name that one? What is that name that is kivyochel that hanhaga of when it comes to our children and their education and their Torah? If a person needs parnasa, if a person is talking about health and so on. Oz e'enehu, and I will respond. Halotiraki be'es hatzara hiske Yaakov aleph lamed shin dalad yud. We see that when Yaakov is very, very worried about what was going to happen to his sons going down to Mitzrayim, the whole parasha with Yosef at Tzadik, he said, aleph lamed kel shin dalad yud. Yitein lechem rachamim. Shin dalad yud yitein lechem rachamim. Somehow that by this particular tzara, Yaakov knew that he had to call upon, he had to tap in to that world that's called Aleph Lamed Shin Dalid Yud. Now we're going to learn which spheres correspond, what combination of spheres corresponds to the use of those two names, and how that taps into a certain energy, kivyochel, from Hashem, from above. As we're going to see, coming up next week's parasha, in Ve'era, Ushmi Yud Kei Vav Kei, Lo Nadati Lahem, that Hashem was with Shin Dalet Yud, but Shmi Yud Kei Vav Kei, Lo Nadati Lahem, and that there was his chashus that happened with Moshe Rabbeinu and Mitzrayim, the Shem Havayah was revealed in all of its glory, was revealed, the Shem Havayah, but by the Ovis, Ushmi Yud Kei Vav Kei, Lo Nadati Lahem, we see the Shem Havayah being used, so this is something that the Mepharshim will talk about, we're going to discuss. But Yaakovina said, Aleph Lamed Shin Dalet Yud. And why is it that the Shin Dalet Yud is by the mezuzah? Why do you have such a name by the mezuzah, by the house? Why? What does that mean, Shin Dalet Yud? Yitein lechem rachamim. Aleph Lamed Shin Dalet Yud. Yitein lechem rachamim. Rachamim. That there should be rachamim lefnei ha'ish. With Daniel, k'she'espalat la'amikdash. And Daniel, when he was davening to the mikdash, said, v'ho'er panecha al mikdashcha ashamim leman aleph dalet nun yud. So davening for Beis Hamikdash leman aleph dalet nun yud. Vafa pishadoshu b'senes al b'ruchos leman avram shakarocha odoin. And even though the Gemara says, well, Avram Avinu was the first one to call Hashem Adon, master of the world. Adayin shvichin on lemadoi. We still have to understand on a deeper level what does that mean. That Avram Avinu referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adon Olam. V'chana k'she'espal lo she'itin la'Hashem zera anoshim. When Chana was davening for a child, Maksiv, she said something very strange, which the Gemara explains in Brachas also. She said, Hashem tzadik beiz alev vovsov. Hashem tzavokos. Imra'o sira ba'oni amasecha. So when davening for a child, she said the name Hashem, and then Tzvaos. V'afa pisha darshu v'bebrachas masha darshu. The Gemara there talks about this. What does that mean? Hashem, you created all the tzivos Hashemayim. That the Gemara says that she was saying klapei shmaya. I call it a taina, but the Gemara says she was hitiach drum klapei mala. That she said Hashem, you created all millions and millions of stars and malachim, all the tzvos, all the armies above, and you can't give me a child. But what does that mean, the name Tzadik Beis Aleph Vav Sof? What does that mean, that name? Obviously, that's connected to this or of bringing a child into the world. That name, Tzadik Beis Aleph Vav Sof, why? What does that mean? Sha'ira says, but we have to understand the pnimius of what this is. V'loyla drosha ka'asina. Not talking here about drashas. This is not about drashas. Elali kara de milsa kaasina. The point here, what we're going to be discussing, is li kara de milsa, the ikka of what this name is, Hashem Tzvakos. What is that name, Hashem Tzvakos? Macha shekenhu. And since this is true, tshvichen anu limsa biyadcha ikka v'sherish lehi shaynalav, I must give over to you a very fundamental shayrish da. Ki kol shmoyis of HaKadoshim in this karma Torah. We need to know that all of the other names that are mentioned in the Torah, kulam tluyim b'shem ben arba oisis, all of them depend upon and are connected to or outgrowths of the Shem Havaya. The one, four letters, Shehu Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Havaya. Vim Taimar Valei Shem Ekye Hu Igiv HaMalka. But isn't it true that when Hashem asked, when Moshe asked Hashem, what shall I tell them, what shall I tell them, who are you? Then Hashem said, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. Hashem didn't say, tell them Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem said, tell them Aleph Hey Yud Hey. Da. Ki Shem Ben Dad Oisiyas Hu Kedimyon Guf HaIlon. We need to know that the Shem Havaya, the Shem Yudke Vavke, is like the actual tree, Guf HaIlon. V'Shem Aleph HaYud Hei, Hu Iker HaIlon Hazeh, U'mimenu Yistarshu Shiroshim, V'Yispashtu Anafim L'chol Tzad. And the name Aleph HaYud Hei is the Shirosh from which all of the branches come forth. V'shakol Hashem is kodesh kulam kedimyon anofim sansonim b'nimshachim b'guf ha'ilon. So the Shem Aleph Hayud Hay and the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei are the tree itself, from which all of the branches of the other names grow. Kol echad manofim oisip pri limineyu. And each branch, meaning each of the Shemos of Hashem, and we're going to see in a minute the kinuyim, not only the Shemos, like there are certain Shemos, of course, she'en nimchachim, the names that you can't erase. There are other kinuyim, there are names by which Hashem is called, that according to Aloha can be erased. So all of these Shemas are branches, and each of these branches bears different fruit. It's something else. But the root of all of the names is the Shem Havaya and the Shem Aleph Yud Hei. Umilvad Shemas HaKadosh Ha'iduim She'osel HaMoichon, besides the names that are forbidden to be erased, Yish Kama Kinuyim Achem Tlui Mekol Shem Mishem. Each one of the Shemas that are Einan Nimchakim, each one of the names that are not allowed to be erased, also has a number of kinuyim. It's also known by a number of other names. So those branches branch off into other names. Kagon Shatoma Kinuyim Shel Havaya Mihem. Like we see, for instance, Kel Godel Gibor Noira, Nun Vav Resh Aleph. Now Noira, of course, you could erase the word Noira. No Se Avon. Right, the midas of Hashem, no se avon, oival pesha, and so on. Kinuyim shel aleph lamed mihem kagon. We have kinuyim of the name aleph lamed, such as godel, rachum, chanun. These are all kinuyim of the name aleph lamed. Aleph lamed you're not allowed to erase, chas v'shalom, but these are kinuyim, godel, rachum, chanun. What are the spheres? What do these come from? What's rachum? What's chanun? What's godel? What are these? Kinuyim shel elokim. So the name Elohim, of course, is also a name that's not Nimchak. But we have Kinuyim, names that are outgrowths of the name Elohim, such as Adir, Shofet, Dayan, Judge, Shofet, and so on. These can, of course, be erased. But these are Kinuyim of the Shem Elohim. Ulkol Echad Me'ilu HaKinuyim, Yesh Kinuyim Acherim. And each one of these Kinuyim has other Kinuyim. So each name has kinuyim, and the kinuyim have kinuyim. Tchulim achol kinu v'kinuim heil. The whole Shari Ayra is going through these names, goes through the 10 spheres, and all of the names that fall under each one of the spheres. Vehem shah kol milas haTorah, which in the end, every single word of the Torah is connected to one of the Shemas of Hashem. Every single word in the Torah is somehow an outgrowth of the Shemos and the Kinuyim, every word in the Torah. Achenimtza kol ha-Torah kula nereges ala kinuyim. Therefore, the Shaira says, the entire Torah, every word, all of the Torah is a tapestry of Shemos and Kinuyim, like the Ramban says in his introduction. Therefore, we understand that if letters are touching, chas v'shalom, if two letters are touching, it's possible. If something is in the slightest bit off, however it's defined by halacha as being a missing letter or letters where it's not mukav gvil or it's touching or something, so then the Sefer Torah is possible. Because the entire Torah is a tapestry of Shemus of Hashem and the Kinuyim. And those Kinuyim of the Kinuyim. Va'kinuyin ala Shemus. Va'shemus ha'gadashim kulam tluyim al Shem Havaya. But the centerpiece of all the Shemus is the Shem Havaya, Ekyo we'll talk about also much more. But the Shem Havaya, the Shem Arba the Isis, that's the Iker. Nim says, Kol HaTorah Kula Negras HaShem Havaya. Means the whole Torah is Kula Neregas HaShem Havaya, is woven of the Shem Yudke Vavke. Every single letter, every single word, it's all somehow that Shem Yudke Vavke, the branches that are coming out from the Shem Yudke Vavke. Therefore, to truly understand Torah, not only on the deepest level, but to even understand, as the Gaon says, as we learn, to understand Pshat in Torah, one needs to understand in every single word, in every pasuk, what are the Shemos of Hashem that are being revealed in this pasuk. How is Hashem speaking to us? How do we know Him besides the words in the pasuk and the translation? What is the Ur? What is the Shem? What is the Sfira? Same thing with our davening. Ulefichach nikras Torahs Havaya Tmima. Therefore, it says in pasuk, Torahs Hashem Yudkei Vavkei Tmima. It's perfect. Torahs Yudkei Vavkei Tmima, meaning the whole Torah is Yudkei Vavkei Tmima. Tmima. Perfect. Yudkei Vavkei. It's all Yudkei Vavkei. Nimtzei Salomeid. Kishatovin Kavanah Shemus Kredish Lemishpuchei Sayan. Shayari says that when you know the Shemus HaKadosh, all of the holy names, Lemishbuchosayim, and all of their offspring, the children, and the Einiklach, and the Ireiniklach, of each of the names. V'tosega kinuyim amyuchad mekol echad mehem, and you will understand the kinuyim, those names that are outgrowths, oztira, then you will understand, shakol toli b'shmo hagodi yisbarach, that everything comes from the Shem Yudkei Vavkei. V'tichsayv v'tishtoikek, and you'll be filled with a great longing, li'dabek bay, to be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be attached to Hashem. Then you will be yodei shemecha. V'tira tofachin min ahavas Hashem, tivekus b'Hashem, yiras Hashem. V'az tovin yiras Hashem, v'das alakim timtza. Then you will know what it means to fear Hashem, and to understand as much as a person can understand Hashem. Das alakim timsa tikones bechlal oitzim shnebehem asag veyu kiyod Hashemi. And then you will be able to be included among those who Hashem elevates kiyod Hashemi, because you are one of those who knows my name. Kiyod Hashemi. Again, the name Yudkei Vavkei, and all that comes out from the name Yudkei Vavkei. Vaz toven kamu oinish amaske shem shemayin levatala, and then you will understand also how serious is the avera of misusing Hashem's name, of chas v'sholem saying Hashem's name in the wrong way. Kol shegan ahoyges Hashem ba'isi yosef, God forbid, trying to pronounce Hashem's name, kavachayim amishtamish, but to use it in the wrong way. Those are the words of the Shariyara. So the Talei Chaim explains. Let me explain a little bit what we just learned. The Maisa. Shmais Hashem he pnimius kol haTorah kula. What the Shavi Ari is telling us is that the names of Hashem are the pnimius of kol haTorah kula. It's the inner essence of all of Torah is the Shem Hashem, the Shemus of Hashem. Ki ikka sherish kedushas haTorah husod Hofas Hashem ba, because the source, the true root and source of the Kedusha of the Torah is the fact that it's entirely the name of Hashem. Shkein kol inyan Torah eino el hezgalus hamatzil ha'elyon baruch hu. The whole reason that Hashem gave us the Torah was to reveal His presence in this world to us. Ka'imrei anochi Hashem elokecha. And therefore the first words that were spoken to Am Yisrael by Har Sinai, Anochi Yudkei Vavkei Elokecha. V'doshu Chachamim, and Chazal Darshan, that Anochi, as you all know, is Natrikun, Ano Nafshi Ksivas Yehovis. I have written my soul and given it to you. I have written my soul in the Torah, and I'm giving you my soul. Hashem said, I'm giving you my nefesh, I'm giving you myself in the Torah. What is that self? Hainu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosan kivyochel es atzmus ora b'Torah. Hashem has given atzmus ora, the essence of His light, of His presence. Again, we don't know Him, but He has given the atzmus of that ora of Himself in the Torah. Lamaisa, kol mahusa Torah, hizubavad. Lamaisa, all of Torah is this alone. Be'emes, this is all of Torah. His galus Hashem. All of Torah is one thing. His galus Hashem. Revelation, his galus Hashem. Ani Hashem. Anochi Hashem lakecha. That's kol haTorah kula. Every mitzvah, every story, account of the mishpachas and the shvatim and the degolim, every single ingredient of the ketaris, everything is his galus Hashem. Velo zulas, that's all. Ela sheis galus Hashem is baruch b'tar, he madregis madregis. But this his galus of Hashem is very layered. Many layers. This is galus of Hashem. Many layers. So a child could understand it as a fantastic story that Avraham Avinu was sitting by his tent. It's gewaltig. And then there are deeper layers and layers and layers to understand. What's the meaning? Who is Avram? And what does it mean, the tent? And now we're coming to the stories of Moshe Rabbeinu. Every child in school is excited. Now it's Moshe Rabbeinu time. And we're talking about the little baby and the Teva. What is Moshe? Moshe's name is the letters Hashem. Moshe is Hashem. And what is Moshe? Who is Moshe? What is that? And it's many levels to understand. Infinite levels of understanding. L'mashal, when it comes to knowing even a person, even if you haven't met the person, or you just barely know the person, but if you study the belongings of that person, if you study the house and the belongings of that person, you have more of an acquaintance, more of an understanding, more of an awareness. What's he about? Who is this person? Something. But you can't compare knowing or some familiarity that you might have with the person's house and his belongings, or knowing some things, let's say, that he made, or some, or even some book that he wrote. You can't compare that to actually meeting the person. To knowing the person. This is be'emes, the inyan of chachmas apnimis. This is the whole inyan of this limud, of chachmas apnimis. The difference between knowing kivyachal Hashem in an external way, from his home and his belongings, and kivyachal knowing him, meeting him, as much as a human being can meet, obviously. Also the madregis and madregis. Even to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Achai Rariz, Aponai Lo Yeiro." Ve'in Adoyma HaMivgash, and you can't compare HaMivgash, next page Samach, Im Gufoy, and you also, now you feel, well, I've actually seen this person. But you've only seen the person, and you haven't really spoken to him, don't really know him. So you can't compare just meeting the person to El HaMivgash Im Navsho, actually spending some time and getting to know the person. And talking to the person and getting to know him. And then even when it comes to talking to the person, you can talk about the weather, you can talk about politics, you can talk about sports, whatever it is. You can talk about Divrei Torah. It's all good stuff. You can talk about all kinds of things. But then you get to the next level where you talk to the person about who are you? What is it that you want in your life? What's important to you in life? And there's some people that never get to that place. But you don't know really that person. There are madregis and madregis of knowing a person. From the most chitzoniestic knowing to the most pneumiestic way of knowing a person. Shumamash chalon shel mivgash v'kesha amoikimo, which to actually have a window to that deeper part of who the person is. And even then, they're madregis. All of us, we have friends for those, I mean, the older and younger, you have a friend for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You marry for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. After all of those years, be'emes, there's so many madregis, there's so many layers that are deeper and deeper that a person doesn't know. Another person. That's just like about a human being that we don't know. Kach kivyochel. Then achas kama v'kama. Kivyochel. Gam klapi is galus Hashem is baruch b'Torah. Klapi is galus Hashem is baruch b'Torah. When a person opens up the Torah and you're looking in the Torah. HaTorah b'nuyu shchovois shchovois. The Torah is built. The Torah is built of layers upon layers upon layers. Shchovois shchovois. Ponim lifnim miponim. Inside, deeper inside. Lifnaiva, lifnim, lifnaiva, lifnim. You open a door, it leads, opens another door, another door, another door. V'aymek lifnim me'aymek. V'yisoid v'sharish kol ha'terihi. His vadas el Hashem is baruch. And the yisod and the shorosh, the root and the tachlis of all of Torah is fabranging with Hashem. His vadas el Hashem. Knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Getting together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis. There's a very, very sweet bacher in Eretz Yisrael. I never met him, but I look forward to meeting him in Eretz Yisrael when I'm there. And I got this heartbreaking email from him. He might be listening to this. He said he listens to the shiurim, and I have such derech eretz for this person. And he was writing about how he wrote in this email about he's in a very fine yeshiva. He's there for this year after high school. I think it's Shon Aleph or Shon Beis. I don't know if it's Aleph or Beis. I'm not sure, but he's there learning. And he said that like he's the guy that in this year he's never able like to ask like a kasha that's a bomb, you know. Like, he's never able to stump the Rebbe. And his chavrus is always, like, a couple of steps ahead of him. And this is all causing him to have, like, a horrible way of looking at himself, that he's a failure. It was just, a heartbreaking email. And you see how sweet and humble this person is. You know, so he left this phone up, and I called him. And I said that, you know, told you once a story. There was a bacher that was learning in Yerushalayim, or the chashav yeshivas in Yerushalayim, and he described himself in the same way that this fellow, this that I said, the way that you described yourself, that he wasn't ever able like to really, you know, and he didn't remember, and he was reviewing, and he had to, you know, and he never ever was able to be so much slich in the yeshir, and he was always never was like that much regular. So he was feeling very, very bad about himself, this bacher. And his chavrusa is actually a very chashuv Chabad shliach, mashpia, in Europe. But at that time he wasn't Chabad. They were learning in Yerushalayim. He went to ask some of the Rebbeim, and the Rebbeim said, the Rebbeim started telling him stories about how, like, the Nitziv didn't know anything, and he davened a lot, and he woke up one morning, and he was the Nitziv. You know these stories that... I never believed those stories. And the Nitziv didn't wake up one morning and say, oh, I think I'm the Nitziv. Like, you know, so the Rebbeim are telling me, you know, just keep on working at it, and, you know, one day you're going to have this breakthrough. And this bacher was killing himself, and he didn't have any major breakthrough. He was like he still didn't come up with the big, you know, big thing in Shia. And so his friend, the Chavrusa, who in the meantime, over the years became Lubavitcher, so the chavrusa, why don't you write a letter to Lubavitcher Rebbe? So, Lubavitcher Rebbe, this goes back obviously a while. So he wrote a letter to Lubavitcher Rebbe about what he's going through in yeshiva, and he's not able to, you know, ask the sharp questions, and the guys are smarter than him, and he's feeling bad about himself. And Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote back to him, Chazal said, "Vadi l'nevreis el l'sham shaskoini." Whoever told you that you have to slug up a rebbe or a chavrusa, we were created to serve God. And the whole Torah, the only tachas of Torah, is to get close to Hashem. And you just learn whatever you can learn, try your best, and that's not the tachlis that you weren't created to have, to answer up kashas and to be the smartest guy in the yeshiva. That was not, whoever told you, that's why you were created. I was created to serve the Baruch Shalom. And each person serves Hashem in the way that he can, in the best way that he can. You do the best you can, whatever it is, and you'll find over time, the Rebbe wrote to him, what is it about yourself that you could offer to Hashem, which is unique and special? So the tachlis of... I told the bacher this mice, and I said that the tachlis of Torah is not to be the sharpest guy in the shir. The tachlis of Torah is his vadus of Hashem, is to frabrang with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to be besimcha, to have that opportunity to learn Torah Hashem. And every single word, every single pasuk is an opportunity to connect Hashem, as the Tanya explains in the beginning. And that's what Limanah Torah is, in Parakei and so on. We're not here, all those prakim there that talk about that. That's the tachlis of Torah. Torah ha-nigla ne'reches bebchinas hikarisim ha-levushim ha-chitzayinim shal ha-matzal ala. The difference is as follows. Torah ha-nigla, the revealed Torah, pshat and mishnayis and gemara and so on, halacha, all of that is coming to become familiarizing oneself with the outer levushim, with, so to speak, the belongings, the house and the belongings. All of Torah ha-nigla is to be familiar with the house, the belongings, all of the externalities, kivyachol, of Hashem. U'kechol shenichnasnu al pnimiyus ha-Torah, the more that a person enters into pnimiyus ha-Torah, kach nivgashim in pnimiyus ayir ha-Gadol Baruch Hu, then you go beyond the externalities, the house, and the belongings of Hashem, and the more you get to spend time, kivyachol, knowing Himself. We'll move on to Zehine Shmoisov Yisborach Shemo, and this is the inyan of the names of Hashem, the names and the spheres, which we're going to begin soon. Hine Shmoisov Yisborach Shemo, Heim Heim Hasharim Apnimim Biyoser. Each name is a shar, is a gate. Each name of Hashem is a shar, Zeh Hashar LaHashem. Every name is a shar, like I said, a password, a gate, a key, a door that leads you into something deeper about Hashem. Heim Heim Hasharim Apnimim Biyoser Lis Yachdus Imo Yisborach Shemo. To have that connection, that relationship, to get to meet Him, to meet Kivyachol Hashem, again, as far as a person can. Shem Mishulam L'Mamrish L'Dveikus Atzmus Imo Yisborach, which is the closest that one can reach, a massive of Dveikus with Hashem. K'mo Shebei Yoseinu Karim L'Odom Mishmo. When you call a person by his name, Onu Painim El Nukudas Atzmuso Ba'ofan Ha'amayk B'Yoseh. Which is why this firm say that when somebody is sleeping, you call the person by that name, it wakes him up by his name. Not by his English name, but by his real name. The name of a person is you want to talk to the person himself. You're not talking to his skin, you're not talking to his eyes, to his ears, you're talking to him. So that name, you're calling him, you're saying Chaim, you're saying Yosef, whatever his name is. You want to talk to that person, to the person. So the Shemus of Hashem Kivyachol, those are sharm to Kivyachol himself. Harbe me'evel yoseinu mechanim oisei bikinuyim al shem tchunoisei v'kereitzei b'seh. As opposed to different ways that you might refer to a person by nicknames or by other things, when you speak his name, when you say the name of the person, then you're reaching out to the etzem of that person. When you call the person by his name, that's why, again, it's so important to use Eilish Shmais B'nei Yisrael Haboy Mitzrayim. Why it's so important to use one's Jewish name, one's Hebrew name, and to speak to each other with our names, with our true names. And that's the end of Asagrei Yod HaShemi. V'hinei, Rotza Amatzel Elyon Baruch Hu, Shnei Miskashim Yod B'Kesher Atzmi Muchlad. All Hashem is Baruch wants is that you and I should be able to have this deep connection to Him. Kei Nikra B'Shem is Kodesh. Therefore, He revealed to us these names, these passwords. Shemamish Bechinas Beis Yad. Each name is like a handle, a Beis Yad, a handle. Beis Yad Lechos, to hold on to. V'lidbog Ba'atzmusi Yisborach Shmo. To hold on to, grab onto Hashem Himself. Ki Atzmuso Mis Atzemes U'memalas Es Kol Hashem HaKadoshim. Because Hashem's very being, Kivyachol, is filling all of the names. As it says in Pasach Elio, in the Tikkuni Zohar, Antu Memale Kol Shman. You fill all of your names. Hashem fills all of His names. Antu Memale Kol Shman. Vayidei Yediyas Shmoisev Yisborach Shemai. And by knowing Hashem's names, by learning Hashem's names, Yoidim Anu Osei Yisborach Shemo Mamish, we're able to know Hashem Mamish, again, as much as a human being can. U'dveikim bo b'dveikus nafsha b'nafsha v'rucha b'rucha. and we could become davuk to Hashem nefesh b'nefesh ruach b'ruach v'nishmas kodesh shebanu noshekes b'neshikos piyu, and our neshamas can kivyachol be kissing neshikos piyu Hashem loshu v'lidbayk b'tzur machzavta l'skala ba'ur ha'gadol v'akodesh b'ahava b'tanugim, to be bound up with Hashem with great love. Kein tanug b'olam yoyisim itanug neshama b'yoyisim shover b'neshikos kodesh al makar. There is no greater pleasure and delight that a soul can have, that a Jew can have, greater than this neshikas kodesh, greater than coming into contact with the source of our existence. That's what you see in Tanya, Alter Rebbe, when he writes about the inyan of Ahavas Hashem, he uses the term chaya chayim baruch hu. When a Jew realizes, when a Jew understands that Hashem is the life of my life, Hashem is me, inside of me, Hashem is my life, coming into contact with one's very being, with one's essence, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Chaya Chayim Baruch Hu. To know that I'm a Chelek El Kam Yimal means that to be able to come into contact with that deepest part of myself, which is Kivyachal Hashem. And then there's no inyan in that place. There's no inyan of ego, of poor self-esteem, little self-esteem, and all those sugyas that are from outside, not from inside. Chaya, chayim baruch hu, to come to the life of one's life. Where does one's life, who are we? What's the life of one's life? This batel b'oiroi, and at that point to become batel to Hashem's light. Well, this toifev b'tzel shin daladyun, b'hav b'mesach ha-kodesh, to be able to connect to that, to that light of Hashem with great love and with holy sweetness. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll try to finish this next week.